Now, do you think you're clever? One test would be how successful you are at answering some of the daft questions that are asked in Oxford or Cambridge entrance exams. John Farndon has compiled a book called Do You Think You're Clever? Which simply takes a bunch of those questions and he tries to answer them. He's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's have some examples. There are the sort of the deep ones, like, does a snail have a consciousness? There are the serious ones, like, is it more important to focus on poverty at home or poverty abroad? And there are the really interesting, taxing ones, like, how would you weigh your own head? John Farndon, how would you weigh your own head?
Well, that's just a tricky one. It's not one of those ones that you're going to be asked in a scientific exam very often. But weighing it on a scale is not very practical because there's a lot of muscle contraction. You can't chop your head off and weigh it either. So the way around that is to use the volume. You find the volume of your body, you kind of immerse your body in a bath to find out the volume of your body without your head and with it, and then essentially you kind of weigh your whole body. You know what the proportion of your body your head is, and you can work it out from there.
Got it. Yeah, it's the use of water. Very clever. These are real questions, are they? Because there are some sort of apparently quite silly ones, aren't there?
Yes, there are indeed. Yes, they are. I mean, basically, in fact, quite often the silliest ones are the ones that have been remembered. They've all been compiled. They were compiled by the publisher and various other things. Because the students who have been asked these questions are completely shocked, and so they remember them. They report them and said, God, did you remember the question I was asked? I was asked that really thing. What happens when you drop an ant?
So they're normally, there aren't right or wrong answers to a lot of these. They're kind of provoking you to think a bit.
Absolutely not.
That may be the fascination of why a book like this is... Why it's such a great book, you can sort of hardly stop yourself wanting to just see
the next question. I think that's one of the interesting things. I mean, I don't think in an interview situation, most of us would be driven into sheer panic by some of these questions. But out of that context, it's great because what they do is they make you think along different lines. The more bizarre the question, the more thought-provoking it is.
And actually, I suppose adults don't do questions that often, do they? I mean, basically, no. You get a lot of questions at school, don't you? And then you grow up and...
Absolutely. I mean, even at school, you stop thinking. But the nice thing is that actually, we don't. It's so easy just to give a stock response to answer. I mean, it's the easy way out. So it's actually very nice just to kind of relax and think, oh, I can come up with an answer like this.
If you're not in California, how do you know it exists? Why are big, fierce animals so rare? Are there too many people in the world? Full of things. You're appearing at the Oxford Literary Festival to talk about it. John Farndon, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You do get asked questions later in life at one stage, and that is when you have young children. And the answer is always ask your mother.